Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And we don't have a fourth for the night. We had two cancellations and then a third cancellation a few hours ago.
Okay.
That's just how it went.
No,
I wanted to tell the story. Anyway, Black Panther. Going to start off hot here. Black Panther hits number one fifth week in a row.
Turns out when they said Wakanda Forever, it meant how long is it going to be number one in the box office?
Yeah, yeah. Fifth week in a row. First time a movie has done that since James Cameron's Avatar, which that was 2008, 2009.
So glad a good movie has that.
Yeah.
Has done it now.
James Cameron needs to be knocked down a peg.
I really liked Avatar, but you're right. But I really liked Avatar, though. You can draw the comparisons you want to every other movie. I don't care. I enjoyed the one with the blue people.
You know, like the one with the boat?
No. But that's not a comparison that people typically draw to Avatar.
That's true.
It's just another James Cameron movie.
I had the ending spoiled for me on that one, so I never watched it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Anyway, it beat Tomb Raider, which I didn't even know released this week.
None of us did. That was a shock to all three of us when you said it.
You say shock. I knew it was coming, and I knew I wasn't going to care when it came out anyway.
It was like,
so I was like, oh, it was this weekend.
I knew it was coming, and I wanted to catch it on the cheap, and I still plan on doing so, because I do like Tomb Raider and everything. I feel like this was a marketing failure, because like with Marvel stuff, I mean, obviously not everybody has the cash to put behind marketing like Disney does, but like... Black Panther stuff was everywhere forever and is still everywhere. Like, I see Black Panther advertisements all over the place. I haven't seen, like, anything for Tomb Raider since the trailer.
They take up all the space.
It's all taken up by Disney.
The reason you don't see Kant, because everything else is Black Panther and or Infinity War.
Coming up. Right now, Black Panther is sitting at roughly $600 million in the box office. The... Marvel movie that has grossed the most domestic is The Avengers at $623 million. So Black Panther is going to become soon the number one selling MCU movie. Right up until...
until April.
Until April 27th. Well, okay.
No,
it'll be in late May.
Yeah, no, it won't. It'll be like 2 weeks in.
It depends. It's distinctly possible that this movie is going to suck. But
I'm going to say it won't.
I don't think it will either. We got a new trailer for Infinity War. That's why we're bringing this up here. And that new trailer, I didn't know I could be more hyped for this movie.
I didn't either. I was watching it at work, and I was like, I kept breathing deeper every second. It's just, oh, it's...
So just real quick, because I was curious, because you said like, oh, well, Avengers 3 is going to, you know, blow it away. And I was kind of hesitant because, like, we're talking about Avengers 1. Did Avengers 2 not make that much more money? It was literally, like, $100 million behind it.
Yeah.
So it was, like, it was close. Because Avengers 1 made $1.5 billion. Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, made $1.4 billion. And right now, Black Panther is sitting at $1.2 billion globally. So, yeah, it could very easily take that mantle. But I don't know if that trend is going to continue. Granted, this is way more hype for Avengers, and you have, you know, everybody.
It's also going to have Black Panther in it.
And now everybody counts everybody, so.
Yeah. Well,
it's because you don't want to make anybody in your Uber cast feel left out. You want them all to be in number one.
I found something that I didn't like about the trailer.
Oh, no.
Asa, quit what? It. You do what? This every time.
What could you have possibly disliked about it?
Where was Hawkeye?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are drawing Hawkeye into a bunch of promotional material.
Yeah, because he's not in any of it. He's not on the poster. He wasn't in the trailer. Neither was Ant-Man either. So that's another. But I don't really care about Ant-Man near as much.
Ant-Man's in it.
Hawkeye. Is he in the trailer?
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
I thought he was. I know he's in the first teaser trailer for sure. I'm pretty sure.
In the teaser trailer, but in the like theatrical trailer that came out.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in it because one of the posters that I saw, one of the fan posters, was sad Hawkeye hugging sad Ant-Man.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Hawkeye wanted to be retired anyway. Like, they pulled him out of retirement for Civil War.
Yeah.
No, they pulled him out of retirement for Age of Ultron.
It was Civil War.
Both.
Both.
Well, he had the he had the cabin.
Yeah, I remember that was Age of Ultron when you had the big, oh, we finally care about Hawkeye moment. He has a family.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Was that whole, like,
I actually had that
Hawkeye
confused with Civil War.
Yeah, no. And that's like, I didn't want to argue with you, but I was like, no, I know those movies because, like, I loved Age of Ultron until Civil War came out, and I was like, man, F that Age of Ultron movie. It was like not nearly as good.
Yeah, I mean, Age of Ultron, like, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't near as good as the first Avengers movie and the Civil War.
And that's why I think Infinity War is going to do great, because now we've got to see what they can do with a larger set of people. With Civil War, like, all right, they handled that well. Like, I didn't feel like anybody was over... Well, I mean, it was Captain America's movie. Nobody was oversaturated, nobody was undersaturated. Even with Spider-Man, who was a last-minute add-on to that movie, everything felt pretty balanced. This is going to be a bigger task because now you have teams involved, but I still think it's going to be good.
Well, but you also don't have to, like, Civil War introduced two major players of the MCU in Spider-Man and Black Panther.
Yep.
Like, yeah. So that you had to give them, like, backstory and motivations, whereas now you already have that built in going in.
Yeah, we're not, it's the same thing Avengers had going for it. We are not introducing anybody new.
Yeah.
Like, this is all, like, pre-existing characters all kind of teaming up.
Even Thanos, like, it's been nothing but, you know,
second
after credit scenes and, like, brief mentions in
Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean,
he was in Guardians, like, because that moment where
when he sent Nebula, that's right.
Yep. So, yeah, no, we've had, like, all these, every single person in this movie has had screen time.
Yeah.
Well, as far as we know, they could introduce new people.
Yeah, but minus the, like, Thanos' generals. I don't remember what they're called.
Oh, like, the Four Horsemen. Yeah. Their version of the Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm. They did the snap. That just reminded me.
The snap?
Where Gamora's, like, with just a snap of his fingers. That's what he just snapped. He had all the stones and the Infinity Gauntlet, and he snapped, and everything died.
It's going to be fun.
They're going to do it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun movie.
It's going to be so good. And just the interactions with the people.
Yeah.
Like, the Star-Lord, Iron Man, Spider-Man bit. Oh, yeah, no, I just want that movie now. There's going to be so many things that I'm like, all right, can I just get this team-up movie?
Because honestly, I wanted, like, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy to interact with everybody else. I didn't realize how desperately I needed Star-Lord interacting with Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Maybe it was you whenever we drove up to Perryville on Friday that said that. But I was like, oh, no. Like, I've wanted to see Star-Lord interact with... I've wanted Tony Stark to interact with two people more than anything. Star-Lord and Drax.
Oh, God.
That's
No, yeah, I need Drax as well in there.
Like,
but
those were the two. Like, I knew I needed those. Also, just Peter Parker, like... I felt like they had to try to shoot that like six times, and when they realized that Tom Holland was not going to stop smiling like an idiot, they just left it in. Because he's just like open mouth, just like, oh, this is cool.
This is so neat.
Which works for Peter Parker in this movie.
It does. Like, I love the, you know, young Peter.
Yeah.
Everything about it works great. And then, yeah, him interacting with Doctor Strange there at the very end, like, I really enjoyed that. Like,
oh, we're using our fake names. And I'm Spider-Man.
I need to watch Doctor Strange still.
Have you not seen Doctor Strange?
That's the only one of these movies I haven't seen.
Oh, see, but if you've seen Thor Ragnarok, you are in for a shock.
Yeah, it's not going to be as funny.
Well, I mean, no, it's not going to be as funny, but also just the Doctor Strange character. Because
he's a lot different in
you
Ragnarok.
You get maybe like 45 seconds of that Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Like, because you have
super confident, super
Sorcerer Supreme, like, he has his stuff together. That is 98% of the movie is him trying to figure out how to get there and kind of being a whiny little bee about it.
Oh, well, it sounds like that's going to be one that I skip.
No, I still really enjoy Doctor Strange. It's worth watching, in my opinion.
I think it's on Netflix right now.
It is. It's definitely worth watching. And yeah, he does spend, because it's his origin movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he doesn't become Sorcerer Supreme until the end. And then, yeah, you get to see what he, you know, can do as Sorcerer Supreme in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Not everybody gets to be awesome in their first movie like Black Panther did.
Which was kind of cool, like, because it showed Doctor Strange not just, like, wrecking house in the trailer. Like, he was actually in peril, and the creepy dude with the
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, but I want to know.
Bad times, but yeah, I'm not real excited that I have to wait until April.
Yeah, at least we don't have to wait until May.
Still,
it was like 2 weeks. All right.
No, it was 1 week.
It was one week?
1 week.
No, well, I'm happy they bumped it up 7 days. Thank you, Disney. Like, that's not sarcasm, but
no,
I still got to wait for it.
7 days.
But the movie's done.
Yeah, it could air tomorrow.
It could just show up, just beam it into our phones. I don't care.
I'm an iPhone user. They put a U2 album on my phone. They owe me one.
Yeah, and you got a U2 album, so.
Yeah, that was what you got. Got that new U2 album. Anyway, I'm super, super excited about this movie.
Cap stopping him reaching down and just almost looking amused.
Yeah.
That Captain America is, like, stopping him.
Did you think the Marty Scurll finger pop thing when he had, like, the two hands?
Kind of.
I was just like, oh, if he just snapped him, that would be great.
Ed, like, Tony Stark's Transformer armor. Like, just so much stuff in that was so cool.
It was such a dense trailer. Lots of things.
Now but I understand yet why nothing at the same time.
Also, I'm wondering if we were going to get the Cap shield smash.
Probably. Wait, wasn't his shield already destroyed?
No, it was scratched at the end of Civil War, but we haven't seen that shield.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen that shield since
Civil War. I'm thinking of Thor Ragnarok and Mjolnir, because he lost Mjolnir.
That did happen.
Spoiler alert for the first 5 minutes of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. It was in the trailer.
The only the only shield thing I've seen from, because this is the annoying thing with action figures, is like stuff gets spoiled. So like I already know what the name of Thor's hammer is going to be because of promotional stuff for like toys. But the only shield I've seen is that like, I can't, and I'm using my hands right now, and I'm sorry, but like it's kind of like a weird triangle-ish thing.
Where it kind of like folds out.
Yeah, and you saw that trailer. But I have not seen anything else that has the circle.
That's why I was
circle.
Confused. I thought the shield got destroyed.
No, he doesn't have it because he had to leave it in Civil War.
Oh, he left
Civil
it
War.
In Tony.
You say had to leave it. Dude, he had Tony. Tony was done. He could have taken that with him. He was like, no, F you.
Yeah, he could have. But yeah, so that's where the shield's at now. Like it's still... is existing and functional and everything. Mm-hmm. Probably has some scratch marks in it.
We'll get to hear that Black Panther give that man a shield.
But yeah, because in the comics, like Thanos destroys Cap's shield.
Yeah.
Which, you know, vibranium, all that other stuff. Like, that shouldn't happen.
Black Panther starts getting really worried.
And Black Panther's like, uh-oh, wait a minute.
What my country's made of.
That's what my suit's made of. No!
It's vibranium. We can't touch vibranium. Wait a minute.
It's going to get so purple. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's not a big Black Panther spoiler.
No.
But yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I'm really, really excited about this movie. And they gave us the runtime. It's going to be 156 minutes.
Good.
2 hours, 36 minutes before we get that cliffhanger.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. Like, it's...
I already feel like I know what it's going to be, so I'm cool with it.
I just... This is what I hate about when you know a movie is part of a bigger story.
Yeah.
Because, like, I do think they are going to give us a satisfying movie.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to leave there angry that I saw it. But I am absolutely going to leave the theater angry that I have to wait a year.
Before you get
the solution, yeah.
Yeah, no, because the same stuff happened. Like, Lord of the Rings, I saw all those in theaters. And, you know, up until the third one, like, we had no resolution. Like, just cliffhanger ending. The seventh Harry Potter movie, there's a ton of them out there.
That being said, the Harry Potter movie did it perfect because it was literally like a 5 month gap. It wasn't a full year.
That's true.
Yeah, because I watched it at the end of my senior year. I watched the first part, and then before I started college, I watched the second part.
I was gonna say, because I know it was less than a year. I don't think it was quite. I think it was more than 5 months, but
that's not worth me checking right now. I just remember I watched it in the same year, and it was like about to graduate summer.
So, yeah, either way, cliffhanger's coming.
But we know we have, like, and I still, year. Like, I'm still, they're going to kill someone. Like, it's going to happen. and I'm still convinced it's going to be Peter. Like, I don't want it to happen. It can't be.
No, it's not going to be
it
him.
It absolutely could be. If they rented him out from Sony, all right. We got our few movies.
Time but out. We know Homecoming 2 is coming after this.
Yeah, and Spider-Gwen's going to be great.
Oh, the second Infinity War movie is going to be so awesome. No, it's going to if they're going to kill somebody, it's going to be Vision.
Yeah, I would believe Vision dies. I would also believe they kill Tony or Cap.
Yep. I'm also very much bracing myself for them to kill Hawkeye, which sucked because I braced myself all the way through Avengers 2. For them to kill Hawkeye, and then they swerved me. They swerved me real good.
Yeah,
didn't see that coming.
That was the only good part of that movie.
I'm bitter. I will choke you.
No, like that scene was good.
Yeah,
but
there
was
a lot of
the only good part of that movie.
Oh, I did not like watching it. Times after, I just did not like it.
Well, it's fine to be dumb.
Oh, you got you there, dog. so anyway. Yeah, the cliffhanger is going to be somebody dying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where it's going to end. Like, Tony or Cap, I'm sure it's one of those two.
Plot twist, Thanos.
What's part two going to be?
It's going to be eating falafel.
The best falafel visit.
Yeah. Shawarma, that's what it was.
Shawarma.
Shawarma, yeah. I can't say words, that's it's fine.
You know, that would be actually really, really awesome. And then, like, the very end, you see, like, oh. So
why is that guy wearing a big purple hat?
Hold on. Plot twist. Thanos dies. Dr. Doom shows up and picks up
the gauntlet.
And then everybody's like, who the hell is this guy?
And then I need to change my pants. Like, that's what would happen.
And then the next movie, he just becomes like a side character and doesn't really matter. Oh, wait, nope, that's Loki. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yeah, that was Loki. No, Loki was fun.
Yeah, he was there.
Anyway, he was fun in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, he was so good. That was the only time I liked him.
He was there.
He played a pretty big role in Thor Ragnarok.
Sure did.
Oh, you. Anyway.
I don't like him sometimes. He ruins fun.
Sometimes a little.
No, I love him. Not sometimes a little. Sometimes a lot. A lot of the time, a lot.
I love him.
I love him, too. No, I'm not saying I hate him.
This is definitely putting a strain on things.
Also, guys, I'm sitting right here.
As we're saying he's ruining fun, he is smiling so big because he knows it.
Because you know I'm right.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly, but nothing you can do will change my mind.
But I will say, like, you saying Dr. Doom, like, yes, I very much want to see that, but that's going to be like Avengers 6.
Maybe.
And I'm going to be so mad.
But that would make me just... like, I don't know if I could be any happier with an outcome of a cliffhanger than seeing Dr. Doom showing up and picking up that gauntlet.
So, would you be okay... Again, it would be, like, way down, this is just stupid fantasy, like, writing, but what if that was the end of 4?
I'd still be okay with it.
Oh, no, like, I'm not saying, like, it's like, either way is bad, but just, like, if that's where we got the... Because I do think that...
That's how we're going to get introduction.
I'm holding out hope that we're going to get either mostly X-Men, because I really don't care about the Fantastic Four. Yeah. But, like, I think that is how they're bringing in the Fantastic Four and the X-Men. Is not necessarily at the end of this one, but at the end of Avengers 4. Because there is going to be some sort of reality manipulation that...
Ooh, that actually could be the end of this one. They actually get sent to a different reality. Or, like, the cliffhanger, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Either gets sent to a different reality or a different reality shows up.
Yeah.
That could be...
Because, like, especially at the end of... I mean, they could do it as, like, a catalyst at the end of this one, but kind of do the Secret Wars-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, this could, like, go into Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see what they do with it, because there's so many things that you can do with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Really? And, like, and the thing, too, is, like, yes, I want Doctor Doom, but I kind of want the Skrulls.
I also want the Skrulls, because, like, Skrull Invasion, like, is a cool storyline.
And they kind of touched on it in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Borderline with the L&Ds.
They almost hit that storyline, but...
Like, they teased it, and it's like, nope, this is doable, and I wanna see it.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. But anyway, all right, so in stuff that I'm less excited about, so Teen Titans Go to the Movies. They recently announced the voice cast, because it looks like they're... introducing, I guess, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Green Lantern.
This is when we kill fun. They're making a Teen Titans Go movie.
This is the moment we realize everybody at this table is too old.
That's not true.
We had to look one of them up.
Oh, well, yeah. But, like, I mean, he's pretty obscure anyway. And who goes by Lil anymore? I thought that trend ended in the 90s.
There's one person that does it really well right now. Lil Dicky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he does it ironically.
I was about to say, this is a joke. Lil Yachty.
I hope we're saying it right.
Yeah.
It looks the only way to say it right.
Yacht, the boat with a Y at the end of it.
But we're also old, so it could be weird.
It could be. He's going to be the voice of Green Lantern in this Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Halsey as Wonder Woman, which Mandy was actually kind of excited about. She's a singer that Mandy's a big fan
of. Yeah. Do you listen to Chainsmokers at all, Asa?
Nope.
Dang it. She's the singer of Closer, that song. Their song Closer. That's the girl singer. Oh, it's such... I mean, she's really good.
I have, like, one playlist on Spotify that's got, like, 200 songs on it, and that's the music I listen to.
I mean, I'm sure you've heard this song, because it shows... It's on my playlist. It's so good. But, yeah, Closer by Chainsmokers, she does... it features Halsey.
Yeah.
And she's in a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Okay. No, I do know the Chainsmokers because it's music for people in their 20s whose parents still pay all their bills who say adulting is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tweet I saw. And I was like, this must be something that the young people understand.
I mean, it's pretty accurate. Like, now that I hear that out loud, it makes perfect sense. I like the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, I was about to say, I say that, but I really like that song.
Yeah, no, they're good. But yeah, that's Halsey. I like her a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's going to be Wonder Woman, which Mandy's at, because those are two of Mandy's favorite things combined into one.
If only it was lights.
Yeah, oh, God.
She might have had a joy stroke.
She would become a Teen Titans Go fan from then on. And then Nick Cage. Yes, Nicolas Cage will be the voice of Superman.
And that's the one I didn't know at all. Like,
that's the one he had to look
at. I mean, if you're going to steal the Declaration of Independence, you need Superman. Superman's the one to do it.
There's no stealing. You give it over.
That was the one. I didn't realize it was for the Teen Titans Go movie. I just saw Superman movie and Nicolas Cage to voice. But that's what I was like, okay, we're going to talk about this on Sunday. Because what?
Yeah. I'm not going to see this movie.
No.
We are very much not the target demo for Teen Titans Go.
We are also very bitter at Teen Titans Go because that's what they replaced Young Justice with. Justice was a vastly superior show.
Yep. And on top of that, like, I would have even taken, granted, like, I still would have been upset that Young Justice was gone, but I would have taken an extension of the original Teen Titans cartoon because it never ended,
mm-hmm.
and it has the exact same voice cast of Teen Titans Go. Like, it's the same voice cast for the original show. They brought them all back, and then it's this terrible nonsense targeted towards much younger crowd than
us.
Well,
yeah, because you can sell a lot of toys at Toys R Us.
For those who haven't seen Teen Titans Go, it's basically, it's like a Powderpuff Girls-esque show where it's like they have like two 15-minute episodes within the 30-minute block,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't about like fighting crime. It's just the Teen Titans as kids.
Yep. And occasionally, and like bad guys and stuff will show up
and they have to stop them, but it's more about like the dynamic of the team living together than anything else, which is always an interesting part of both Teen Titans and Young Justice. But there was also like overarching storylines featuring like really cool villains and
like Deathstroke or Ooh. Slade and yeah, then various in Young Justice, like, mm-hmm. they're all over the place.
And the other two shows that
Step
were
into the light.
But the other two shows also had good writing, whereas this is just very much like, this is a show for children.
Yeah, no, this is a show
This is our SpongeBob SquarePants with Robin in it.
I would, because SpongeBob still has redeeming qualities.
SpongeBob is great.
No, yeah, because Teen Titans Go, like, it's very much written for like kids between like that 8 and 13 like range.
Oh, yeah.
And it's mostly just a bunch of fart jokes and like crazy shenanigans.
Beast Boy turned into an elephant and he farted and it's a lot stinkier than when normal people fart.
That I would believe that Uncle? Was actually out of an episode of Teen Titans Go. It's because it's like, and again,
there was this other episode, he turned into a rhino.
Did he fart
and those
then?
Farts are so much worse than people farts.
God. Yeah.
He's not doing a bit.
Well, I mean, he is. But,
or am I?
Oh, God.
Maybe I've done some research. Maybe I'm making it up.
You know
who's
how he,
to say?
This is why he hates fun so much. He's forced himself to do this.
Oh, because, yeah, Teen Titans Go is just a travesty. Because, and there's even one episode of Teen Titans Go. This is actually kind of hilarious. There's one episode of Teen Titans Go where you get I don't remember the character name, but they bring in this character talking about how he's changed their universe before. And he makes the Teen Titans Go watch the original Teen Titans all the way through, and like the characters of the Teen Titans Go then like, wait, why did it end on that? I need to know more.
You can make fun of yourself all you want, doesn't make you less terrible.
Correct. Yeah, no, I watched that clip, but I did not watch that episode.
So self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hate you, Cartoon Network.
Yeah, seriously. Cartoon Network needs to realize who their audience is.
Adults.
Yeah, why aren't you catering your programming to 28 to 30-year-olds?
Like, I mean, most of their programming is. I don't know. Give me, like, a new Teen Titans show, put on Adult Swim. No.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no,
they would ruin it.
They could do, like, Adult Swim isn't just, like, Like, yeah, there is a lot of stupid, gratuitous stuff, but I mean, there has been genuinely good stuff to come out of Adult Swim.
Well, yeah, Rick and Morty is a thing.
Well, yeah, but also like that's where they air like American Dad and.
I mean, yeah, but like, okay. But granted, their those stuff.
Aren't, yeah, but like, they could do. I feel like if they did it and they're like, hey, we're gonna put it on Adult Swim so it can be a little bit of more of an adult edge. I don't think it would just go to like M-rated Teen Titans Go.
See, if they, give
I think it would be closer to what we get in the animated movies that we get out of DC.
I'd be fine with that.
Which would be yeah, because those have been amazing.
For if they could make something for like if, and I don't know if they still do this offshoot at all. I know they haven't done it in a while, but I don't know if it's its own like channel now. But like Toonami, back when that was a thing, but give
I
us
think
like,
Toonami is still a thing.
I think
it's
Toonami got absorbed
now.
Into Adult Swim. Like I think Toonami is now the anime block of Adult Swim.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's like an afternoon
Toonami where it, the way it used to be
with like Dragon Ball Z and
yeah, but like that would be amazing. Like not an anime Teen Titans, although that would be neat. No, we saw what happened.
Teenami.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, no. But like that, I think that would be cool. But I don't want an Adult Swim like Teen.
What I said, Teenami.
I heard you the first. It's not tablet. It ain't going to get me like that.
So anyway,
yeah. Sorry, we had
Teen
a moment.
Titan, yeah, I get passionate about Teen Titans because I loved that show.
Oh no, all three of us like do like.
Oh, if they don't renew that book, Titans, not Teen Titans.
Oh,
I'm gonna cry about Teen Titans, but Titans.
Yeah. No, because it's still not on the solicitations.
No, it's not.
So anyway, and we've also got a little bit more news from DC. A solo Batman movie will begin production next year, but as of right now,
it's the mystery box.
Yeah. Because we still don't know if Ben Affleck's going to be involved. As far as I'm aware, we don't know if it's going to be past or present.
They've redone the script like at least twice.
Yep, with different writers.
Yep.
And they've changed director. No, it's been Matt Reeves, hasn't it? Like the
I'm
whole
pretty
time.
Sure it has.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like everything else to come out of DC, a dumpster fire. Like some stuff has survived. Like Wonder Woman was actually good. But yeah, DC.
I still stand by that the last half of Justice League was enjoyable.
No, Justice League was a great popcorn flick. I'll give you that.
Like it was good. The unfortunate thing is, don't know me. The thing of it is that it followed Suicide Squad, which was bad, and then Batman v Superman, which was very polarizing.
As a palate cleanser, coming off of Suicide Squad, Justice League was amazing.
Yeah,
as just a standalone like. I enjoyed Justice League.
It was solid. Like I wouldn't say that it was.
Oh no, yeah, I'm not putting it up against like any of the Marvel movies or anything. Like,
right.
I'm not,
because yeah, if you threw a list together of the DCEU and the MCU, Wonder Woman would be in the top 20, and Justice League would not.
I mean, God, if only they would have just like ham-fisted a bunch of jokes every 10 seconds, it would have been great.
He's so proud of that.
These
one.
Looks keep me warm at night. I don't need a blanket.
It's just like
we need to do video one time during one of these shows where it's just us three, just like you and me looking at him.
Because I didn't know that Asa could be so wrong about something.
He hates fun. We love him. We love him. He hates fun.
Jesse's just not used to being wrong.
No, I don't know why
Dalton,
that got
don't,
Dalton
don't
that
break.
Hard.
He'll think we're talking about him.
Because Dalton almost did a spit take after
I
that.
I did. I was facing you. I'm so happy I held it because that was over the equipment.
Yeah.
You would have been so mad at him.
No, I wouldn't.
You can't get mad at me for a reaction.
I don't say funny things.
Because
you reacting stupid is on you.
Well, because I didn't think that was that funny.
It was.
I wonder why.
So anyway, in comic books, this portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends from Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. It's a phenomenal comic book shop. They also serve amazing coffee and pleasant conversation. There we go.
It's the best.
New Justice League number one is coming after another new Justice League number one.
To be fair... The number one that came recently was with the Rebirth, and it was all number ones.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't mean that, because we're getting Justice League No Justice, issue number one.
That's a miniseries.
Through four.
It's a miniseries.
And then we're getting...
All right, girls, you're both pretty.
Like even I'll admit, like in, I think it was... I don't know if it was in the Nerd News chat or if we just talked about it again on Friday, but it was like... I love the idea of Scott Snyder taking over Justice League because the brief glimpses of the other Justice League members we got in his Batman run were really good. I really like the way that he's handling the Justice League in Metal right now as well, of just like, because they're all kind of off doing their own thing, but they are kind of staying true to what, you know, those characters would be.
So basically, yeah, that's the news. Scott Snyder's taking over Justice League for this new number one, which also for the miniseries number one, because like I feel like we have to give them a lot of crap about this since we literally just gave Marvel.
Oh no, yeah, so like, and that was the other half of what I was gonna say. It's like, yeah, I'm super on board with like Scott Snyder and this new team coming in, but I hate the fact that they're doing a new number one. Like, it seems completely pointless unless it has to do with either something coming out of Metal, because that has the finale hasn't hit on that yet. Yep. Something coming out of Doomsday Clock, which I'm behind on. So,
I mean, there's only three issues right now.
Yeah, because so there,
I think this month we're finally getting issue four,
and I'm pretty sure I haven't read any of the three yet.
I know I haven't. Wait, no, I've read issue one.
Or if they finally address that something in Metal is changing the universe, like the DC universe.
And that's presumably what's happening, because this is starting after Metal ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Scott Snyder's picking it up. Or that's when the No Justice miniseries begins. It's going to be a four-issue miniseries.
But they're still doing Justice League alongside of it, right?
No. Justice League ends with whatever issue, and then Justice League No Justice starts.
Okay,
and then we'll get Justice League.
And then it's going into Justice League
number
one. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's, I don't like that. That's kind of dumb, but it does include, like, so it looks like we're getting. You said Jon Stewart is going to be the Green Lantern.
Yep, that's the other bit of news, because Hal Jordan has been the Green Lantern of the Justice League since New 52, and that included, you know, going into Rebirth. It was still Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, with this new one, we're getting Jon Stewart, which, you know, I'm really excited about, because I like Hal Jordan a lot, but I really like Jon Stewart.
I wish they'd get the good Green Lantern to be in the Justice League.
They're, but like, they're for the majority of people, like, they are the one and two.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those things, because, like, Jon Stewart's a lot of people's Green Lantern, and just because of the Justice League animated series.
And I'll even say, as Kyle Rayner is my favorite Green Lantern, I don't like him in a Justice League. I don't think he should be in the Justice League. I like him as the artist amateur, kind of barely fiddling his way through up until either that or White Lantern. And if you put a White Lantern and Superman on the same team, who cares? Oh, good job, Darkseid. You're going to invade? Mm-hmm, sure. Good call.
Then we get the Justice League book of them at the hall hanging out.
But Jon Stewart as like the Green Lantern, as the Justice League Green Lantern, I think is a really good decision.
Yeah, because I mentioned this to Asa before. Like, it just kind of depends on when you ask me. Like, my favorite Green Lantern is either Jon Stewart or Hal Jordan. And yeah, because both of them are just great. And I know there's disagreement at the table on, you know, who the best or favorite, because I know some people...
Because we're right.
No. You hold your tongue. You do not speak for me. I said my favorite is Kyle Rayner. He's not the best Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Like, I can,
that's the point I was making.
I can separate the two.
I can't, because I'm right.
But I think we all... pretty much everybody kind of agrees on who the worst Green Lantern is.
Yep.
And the least favorite Green Lantern... It's Guy Gardner.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not going to argue that.
Well, no, you looked like you were like, I'm ready to disagree with you. You had that look on your face.
Because I was trying to think of another Green Lantern I could throw under the bus.
I'm surprised Guy Gardner is not your favorite.
No. No, I was trying to figure out who I was going to throw under the bus that wasn't Guy Gardner, but I realized I love Simon Baz too much.
Simon Baz is cool. Like, I don't know hardly anything about Jessica Drake, but I hear she's a cool character.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not a main Green Lantern character. Like, the Guardians are all dicks. No one really likes them, but they don't really count.
Yeah, because they're not like a sector Green Lantern.
Guy Gardner is really the only, and whether or not it's intentional on DC's part or not, he's the only unlikable Green Lantern with a name, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because you have all of the, like, ancillary random Corman, but...
Right. But even a lot of those, like, you know, Kilowog and... Mm-hmm. You're either, well, I guess they're...
Well, no, because like I said, like, because like Kilowog, like the reoccurring ones you always see, like the ones that they bother to name are usually, you know, decent. Like, yeah, they're kind of dicks to Hal a lot of the time because he's just reckless.
Hal's kind of a dick to them. So.
Yeah, because he comes in and he's like, no, I'll do what I want.
And they're like, but we have procedure. Yeah, well.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it this way.
Earth's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Deuces. So anyway, so we're getting, Justice League... Not a reboot, because apparently, I'm still very confused about Metal, because I know apparently it is supposed to be like
it is canon.
It is canon.
It
it's
is
happening.
Rebirth canon. Just no one acknowledges any of it.
Because, you know, I'm reading Flash and I'm reading Batman, And, you know, like, so we have metal going on right now, which is just this apocalyptic event happening that is taking up a bunch of people's time and effort. And, you know, people are getting hurt and messed up all over the place. And at the same time, like in the Batman book, Batman's going on dates with Catwoman. And, like, during Metal, Batman went on a date, like a double date, with Superman and Lois Lane.
Priorities, Jesse.
They very much kind of fumbled it in the, because I think it's too spread out, especially because the last one got delayed. So, yeah, if it was a much more contained, like if we were getting a new Metal book every other week, I don't think we would be having this conversation, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's easy to get confused because it is literally this universe shattering event that no one notices.
Yeah.
Outside of this core group of metal, which on the one hand I like because you're not tying up
other storylines.
Storyline issues with this like crossover that if you're not reading it you're just going to be confused, which there have been a couple of those. Like,
I was about to say there's a bunch of the tie-ins for,
but it's only been like one issue, and it's that thing where I don't have a solution. I just know I feel like they're not doing it correctly, but I can't offer any.
Yeah, because it's one of those, like, Marvel does that, like every one of their big events, mm-hmm. they end up with like the really critical characters. You'll usually have like one or two where their stories, like their issues, are direct tie-ins with it. So, like, you know, Batman in this situation,
right?
All of his issues during this event would be direct tie-ins. Not necessary to the overall story necessarily, but direct tie-ins
but
to,
like,
the event.
But, like, yeah, he doesn't have time to go on a double date when he's, like, lost in time and space. And
exactly. And then you have, you know, there are other issues that are semi-related. You'll have, like, a one-off. Mm-hmm. Like, because they did that with, what was the, Secret Empire. Yeah, that was what it was called. Mm-hmm. Secret Empire did that. Like, all of Cap's books were during that period of time were direct tie-ins with Secret Empire. And then everybody else kind of got, like, depending on how important they were to that story, they got one to two tie-ins. And that's a lot what Metal does, except that, like, characters that are critical to it and are involved in, like, really heavy stuff are not experiencing that,
which,
in their own books.
Which is everyone. Like, this is a, like, I'm not exaggerating when I say a universe-shattering event. Like, this is all hands on deck. Nobody is just dealing with muggers or their own personal life.
Right.
At this point, because it's everybody.
And so, yeah, that, like, so that's really, really confusing to me. So it seems like this is, like, canon and everything, but it's canon just to the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Which even their book is, like, they still have an ongoing book aside Metal, right? That's,
I imagine,
going and different than Metal?
I guess. I haven't been
reading. Because I haven't read any of Justice League. It didn't really interest me much. But it's just weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, because Metal's great. Like,
I love it.
I've really enjoyed reading it.
I love it.
I just don't understand exactly what they're trying to do with it. Same thing with, like, how they're doing the new age of DC heroes. Because they're introducing a bunch of characters that come out of Metal. So it's one of those things. They're kind of like dancing a line where, like, yeah, it's canon, but only when it really matters for us.
Yeah, and that's my only complaint about Metal so far.
Yeah, it's a weird direction. And again, I'm with you. I don't have any solution for it, but, like, I don't know.
I may have something.
What?
All right. So instead of doing like a mini series of it, just make it like a graphic novel that, like, all right, so we're going to go up until this point, then Metal's coming out, and that's going to set the stage for the universe going forward. And that way it comes out one big hit, you read it over the course of a weekend, and then whenever all of your books go back to the next thing, that is the after effect of this event.
Yeah, but from a business point of view, that doesn't work as well because you miss out on a ton of revenue. And DC's not going to do
that. I'm not worried about money. I'm worried about storytelling. there was my answer. It wasn't had anything to do with money. It's just the best way to do it.
No, there are a lot of answers that, if, you know, we're just thinking about from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as like what DC could potentially do, like, yeah, that's losing out on way too much money because A, not many people buy trades in general, and B, like, even if everybody bought this one book, they're not going to make near as much money as they did by releasing all of the Metal books, all the tie-ins, with all the variant covers for all of those. Because, you know, they made way more money than they would ever. They would have to charge like $100 for this trade.
Trust me, I worked at Hastings for a long time. They charge $100 for a lot of those books.
No, Hastings charged $100 for books because Hastings like to cut out the middleman sometimes with this whole scalper market.
We sure did. Sorry.
But anyway, so another comic book news.
The other big name coming out of that is Martian Manhunter is coming back.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oh, God, we've gone a little bit longer than I meant to. Gail Simone is writing a new Plastic Man six-issue miniseries. It's coming out in June.
I feel like that's also going to come out of Metal because the Plastic Man egg is a pretty crucial plot point.
Yeah, definitely. A distinct possibility.
Also, Gail Simone is real good.
I'm going to have to read Metal, aren't I?
Yeah, you should. And yeah, Gail Simone is real good. And yeah, for those of you that don't know much about Plastic Man, think Mr. Fantastic, but instead of starting off as, like, you know, a super genius scientist, he's a petty thief.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Plastic Man.
It's if Mr. Fantastic wasn't as smart and was okay with being a dick.
Yeah.
Or, like, acknowledged that he was a dick.
Pretty much.
Self-aware.
And also, Laura Kinney, the current Wolverine, X-23, whatever you want to call her, they are giving her a new book because I know I've been wondering what they're going to do with her since Wolverine's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably going to retake the Wolverine book. And all new Wolverine is... Dalton's just waiting for one little piece for me to...
Because you're going to have to explain it to me.
No, it's really fun. It's easy. Anyway... Yeah, all new Wolverine is the book currently going. Wolverine's coming back, so she's going back to the X-23 titled book, which a little bit of a bummer because I liked her moving past the code name. But we're getting a new writer with Mariko Tamaki, and she did pretty cool stuff with She-Hulk in that solo book. But and then Juan Cabal is still going to do art, so the artist that's currently doing it is going to keep doing it. And it's still going to feature Laura and Gabby, her sister. And also the part that Dalton's waiting on, Jonathan the Wolverine.
Okay.
Is he the one from X-Men Blue?
No, he's just a straight up Wolverine.
Oh.
The animal?
Yeah.
I'm done. All right, well.
How's Iceman doing?
They canceled that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
Don't say it's fine.
It is fine.
Oh, my. No.
Because it's just their pet. Like, you only really see it when they're at home. And, like, there was one, like, mini issue where they go to see a lab where they apparently had experimented on Jonathan the Wolverine. Because, you know, that's
how I was hoping for, like, a baby cousin. I was thinking for something way less dumb.
Well, like,
the character you're thinking of, though, is Jimmy.
Okay, because I knew it was, like, I thought Jay sounded right, and I was like, what, they just introduced, like, another Wolverine knockoff in X-Men Blue, because everyone thought...
Well, he had existed a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he first appeared, like, in the 90s or something like that, but, yeah, he is the son of Wolverine.
They reintroduced
Wolverine
knockoff.
I'm reading Blue, that's why I knew it wasn't that.
Because he also came from another, he's from another universe. Because
but
Marvel.
But they destroyed all the other universes.
No, they brought... Mr. Fantastic brought them back.
Yeah, he's God
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. He sure did.
This is more except dumb than Jonathan the Wolverine.
White hot room!
That's very different.
It's all Marvel stupid.
Look.
Justice League number one's looking just...
So much better.
So much more powerful.
Oh, also, Dave, please put in Justice League number one with Scott Snyder writing it. Please put that in my box.
I'm pretty sure he's also doing No Justice, so you'll want that as well. You'll want both number ones.
I'm fine with that.
One through four, and then one. And
yeah.
Then.
As long as they don't give me a rebirth one and then a one rebirth, I'm good. Because that cool. Got infuriating.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it really did. That was super silly. but anyway. No, yeah, Jonathan Wolverine is, like, he's not a main character of any means by this book. He's just, like, a reoccurring, like, mini character.
Look, if you want to, like, the market of cutesy pets has already been taken. We had Pizza Dog. There is no other reason to introduce an animal, like a quirky animal sidekick.
Oh, Jonathan is not cutesy. It's fun.
Quirky animal sidekick.
You mean the little violent... murder dog that they're gonna have in their house?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy, they do a little bit of a thing with them, and the Guardians apparatus
going.
That occasionally allows him to talk.
Oh,
like if they put it on him.
I was hoping you were gonna say he was in like a little cosmonaut like fishbowl helmet and like spacesuit. He's just paddling through through space.
And what I thought it was gonna be was he's always pissed off around Groot, so they have to keep like breaking twigs off him to like give the dog or the Wolverine so it doesn't kill Groot.
Nah, no.
Stupid.
Okay, so now we're gonna have to kind of speed through video games. This portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their wonderful content at www.pressstarttojoin.com. or ps2jshow.com. Particularly check out their history of gaming episodes. Those are my personal favorites. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 listings have leaked for PS4 and Xbox One. It looks like they're going to run $25, so that means you won't have to buy some ludicrous Legacy Edition.
Super grain of salt, because a lot of what I've seen of people talking about this is like a placeholder.
Yeah.
And it's also the first one appeared in like an Amazon listing in Italy.
Whenever I say leaked, never take that as fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's always like a leak doesn't mean confirmation. So until we hear from
Activision,
yeah, like I wouldn't call this anything. But as of right now, though, like I'm pretty stoked about the prospect of buying this game for $25, and it's possibly even coming out this summer. Possibly.
So before.
That'll be before Black Ops 4.
Do I get a run on walls?
No.
Oh, I'm not buying it.
Because it's Modern Warfare 2 remake. We should all buy it, though, because it's only $25 and it'll be a lot of fun. Unless we're too busy playing Star Wars, because Battlefront 2, the progression system has been revealed. It's coming out. It's going to start up March 21st, which, you know, this coming Wednesday. And I'm actually a fan of this progression system.
This is what should have been in the base release of the game. If this was in the base release of the game, I don't think we would have stopped playing Star Wars.
That is accurate. Because this is they went with, you know, your very standard linear system,
mm-hmm.
which is what it should be.
The class you play is what you earn experience for.
You level up. You earn experience points or skill points every time you level up. And you spend those skill points on stuff. Star cards, weapons, etc. That makes so much more sense. Stupid loot crates. So, yeah, that's the system we have in place. Loot crates you can get with credits, which you can earn doing stuff in game. Same thing as you always done. But the loot crates will only come with cosmetic stuff like emotes, victory poses, things along those lines, and, of course, more credits. The in-game currency, the paid currency, only has one purpose. You can't even buy loot crates with them. The in-game currency is for buying cosmetic-only skins.
And skins, and it's super nice, too, because it is, you just buy the skin. It isn't like you buy a chance and hope you get the skin you want. No, it's like, oh, I really want the bright pink Darth Vader. Then I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah. We don't know that there will be a bright pink Darth Vader.
That was really that was the joke that the devs put out of like, oh, well, who if people want super bright pink Darth Vader? No, they want to spend money to have their grenades be useful. I'm still like super. I know Shannon and Hunter are still playing the hell out of it, and that's great that they're enjoying it. But like as a business model, that was predatory and offensive, and like they should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Can't wait for Battlefront 3 where they try to do it again, or insert net or Anthem.
Oh God, please don't do this with Anthem. Hopefully they've learned their lesson because EA got into a lot of crap over this, and they have officially fixed it. So hopefully they've learned. They've regressed before Battlefront 2.
I hope the matchmaking kind of takes into account, like, because you're still using star cards and stuff, but now you earn them by actually playing the game.
Yeah.
They've already said that they're not resetting progress. So anything that you have currently, you're going to keep.
Yep.
They also said, don't spend crafting parts because the return on those is actually going to be like way better, like much more friendly in a future update. But I hope that it's like, okay, if I'm starting up again and I might have like three green abilities across the board. I hope they're not just throwing me in with people who have like the four star level star cards.
I imagine a lot of it's going to be by your experience.
I hope I hope that's how they're doing it. And it'll be interesting to see how quickly you level up and can earn upgrades.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm definitely going to try it out.
Oh yeah. I mean, I still have the game, so I'm definitely going to still
play it. Yeah, I bought the digital pass for like $20, I think.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I bought it. They had it on sale Best Buy for like 20-something. I went ahead and bought it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely still have it, and I definitely still want to try and play it. So we'll go from there. And I do really like this system a whole lot because a lot of people are wondering how Star Wars is going to, you know, make any kind of money off of this game since they, you know, they're not going to have DLC. They're not going to, you know, go back on that. So, yeah, the DLC, every DLC bit they're going to release is free. So the skins thing, I think, will make them a small fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if, you know, depending on what they put out, mm-hmm. Because honestly, even going back to like Battlefront 1, they had some really, really cool like characters that you could be, but you had to get like crazy level high 50, level,
yeah,
in order to unlock them. And honestly, like if they told me that I could just pay $5 to have like, you know, the full black suit like stormtrooper or whatever, and then, you know, a few of the other changes, I probably would have paid $5 for it.
Is it to where you, to get those cosmetic skins, you have to pay real money? Can you also earn them through?
You can buy them with credits as well.
Okay, yep. That's what I had thought it was, but I wanted it to double check.
Yes, yeah. You can use credits. Presumably, it's going to be way more, but entirely fine.
It doesn't make you empirically better.
Nope, just makes it look different. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because there was some really cool stuff. You could be a Zabrak, like in the first one, which is Darth Maul's race. For those of you out there not a huge Star Wars fans. And yeah, that was the same thing. You had to be like super high level to get it, and I would have paid $5 to just be a Zabrak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have done that because irresponsible spend monster. But I'm really, really excited for this change, and hopefully, you know, we'll actually be able to play it together again because that'll be fun.
Top guy things.
Dalton will have to get the game again.
Yep.
Google and Ubisoft are partnering to create Agones, an open source dedicated server system. Which this is really, really cool for a lot of reasons. I'm not going to go into like the super technical stuff, but basically, companies can purchase effectively cloud storage space for their dedicated servers, and all of it will be taken care of by Google, which is great because we don't have to worry about peer-to-peer, or we shouldn't have to worry about peer-to-peer ever again. They can just use this service for all of their games. One of the big ramifications of this, any company using this won't have to close down servers for old games because it has a very dynamic server creation system, server spin-up creator system. Basically, it only uses what it needs to use at any given time. And when it doesn't need to use it anymore, it shuts it down.
Oh, so it's like Bitcoin.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand anything you're saying.
It's okay. The point of the story.
I kind of understand.
No, I'm being stupid. I do love that though, they don't have to shutter like 2-year-old games.
Yeah, there's no reason. Like even if there's only like 100 people playing, mm-hmm. like it will just use that amount of server space, and they can still use, you know, however much other server space for every other game they're running. So, like, if EA jumped into this, Ubisoft is obviously going to be a big part of it, but, like, if EA jumped into this, they mm-hmm. wouldn't have to close down servers for games after, you know, a year.
Right.
Or two. Like, they could just keep it going. And, yeah, that's super awesome because...
I wonder what Google's getting out of it.
Oh, I'm sure just, they...
like, buttloads of money.
Oh, yeah. Basically, they will charge... It's the same thing with, like cloud virtual machines exist already. Cloud-based virtual machines, like their Amazon has their own service and a bunch of other places have their services.
Are you sure you're not reading from Ready Player One?
Yeah,
pretty sure. The future is weird.
I mean, a bunch of other companies do that, and they will basically, Google will almost certainly charge by like how many servers they want.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those servers could be used for all of their games at any given time. Hmm. So they basically just pay a monthly or yearly fee to Google, and Google runs all their stuff. And as long as Google doesn't shut down, then all of those servers are great. Which, if Google shuts down, we have significant
problems. I have a lot bigger issues.
The internet as a whole is in trouble. Like, on the one hand, like, yeah, that's really cool that, like, places can do this, and it means games can, you know, we don't have to worry about Ubisoft games being peer-to-peer, and, you know, not shuttering old games. But at the same time, it's like, it's that same thing with Disney buying everything. I'm just like, okay, do we need Google to be in charge of another wing of the internet? Because, like...
I mean, yeah, because one day they'll turn on us. But for right now, right. I welcome our Google overlords.
I like benevolent Google.
Yeah.
It's just like, with everything... Like, YouTube has already kind of started to turn. And it's like, oh, okay, well...
Because YouTube is a wing of Google now. Like, yeah. It's one of those things that Google doesn't directly manage YouTube.
Well, they own it.
And
then once Google owned it, like, that's when things really kind of started to go downhill.
I just kind of figured those timelines were coincidental because that's when YouTube started to get friggin' huge.
I mean, it might be. Like, I'm not a YouTube expert. I just know that it's...
Yeah, no, it's more and more. It's...
Every time news comes out about YouTube, it's never positive.
That's fair. Yeah, no, that's entirely fair. Yet we still use it so much.
Because we have to. Because there is literally no other viable alternative. Yeah, when you're gonna
jump on Vimeo.
Yeah. And especially because, like, when you go to YouTube for specific creators, like, their stuff is only on YouTube. Like, I can't jump onto Streamable and pull up a Game Grumps playthrough of something.
Right. It's just... No, I mean, I get it. I really do. I don't know. Google is Google. And, like, this could mean great things. And
Far Cry 5 won't be peer-to-peer.
Yay! all right. So, I guess the last thing we're really going to have time to talk about, Sega Genesis Classics. We're getting that May 29th. And basically, that's going to be... it's between 40 and 50 Sega Genesis games for the PS4 and Xbox One. We are, like, a lot of people are right now probably thinking, like I did when I first saw this little bit of news, well, Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection is backwards compatible to the Xbox One and has way more games, so why do I care? Online multiplayer.
I still don't care.
I follow up with why do I care. Like, I can think of zero Sega Genesis games that I would be, like, super excited to play online multiplayer.
I mean, I am super stoked to play Streets of Rage online multiplayer. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
I have Sonic 3 on my Xbox One. I'm good.
Anyway.
Yeah, I have one up on the collection.
Wait.
The Sonic 3?
No. Oh, yeah. Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles aren't on
the Michael Jackson the
Genesis
music.
Collection.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, So that's a little bit of a bummer.
I mean, no, this is a cool thing. I like when they do collections like this. I was always more, I had a Sega Genesis as a kid, but I was always more of a Nintendo fan. Like, there was a handful of games that I really, really enjoyed on the Genesis. But it's, if I find this for, like, super cheap, I might pick it up, but it's not something I'm going to be scrambling to.
For me, with the Genesis, it was almost certainly just because I wasn't able to play mine. Basically, we had an NES at home, and we had a Sega Genesis at Grandma's. And we also had an NES at Grandma's.
That was exactly, like, my stepdad's mom, there was a Genesis in her basement, and because it was my old Genesis.
Yeah.
But so, like, anytime, like, we wanted to do something that wasn't just sit around and listen to the adults talk, it's like, oh, we'll go downstairs and play Road Rash.
Yeah, all Road Rash.
Or Vector Man.
Vector Man! That was one of my favorite games as a kid.
Mine was the opposite. The Genesis was at my house, and the Super Nintendo was at my grandma's.
Well, the NES. And then Super Nintendo, but...
No, it was Super Nintendo. She didn't have an NES. I don't know why my great-grandma had a Super Nintendo at her house, but she did.
Okay. I mean, he's not saying they bought them simultaneously, just...
Yeah.
Like, there was just a Super Nintendo there.
Fair enough. So, yeah, that was... Yeah, so we only got to play the Sega when we were at Grandma's, and we had, you know, we had access to the NES all the time, so we may have just, like, glorified it a little bit.
Didn't feel special.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, going over to Grandma's house and playing Sonic for hours, and then playing, like, Streets of Rage. Jake and I put so much time into Streets of Rage. We burned those cartridges out.
What was the one? It was like Streets of Rage, like, it was a side-scrolling brawler, but it was set in, like, prehistoric times.
I mean,
there was a barbarian and like a
gauntlet?
Dwarf. No, it wasn't Gauntlet. My phone's dead. I can't look it up.
I'm honestly not sure.
I can't remember. It wasn't. I keep wanting to say Primal Rage, but that definitely wasn't it.
No.
That
was a fighting game.
Yeah, it was.
And that was on the Super Nintendo. But there were a handful of games that I really Golden Axe.
Oh, Golden Axe. Yeah.
That's what it was. There were a bunch of games I really liked on my Genesis. It's just. Like, I always play, like, that time frame, I didn't have a lot of friends that I played games with. So, like, most of my games were single player. Or there was the option of co-op, but as an only child, and my parents, like, my mom would play stuff with me every once in a while. Like, I remember we played Double Dragon a lot, because she liked Double Dragon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But, so it's just like, thinking back, like, I'm sure there are games that people would love to play online, but, like, that just growing up, that wasn't my experience. So I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, see, like, again, very much the opposite, because Jake and I, we needed co-op games or we would beat the crap out of each other
of
to
who
see
could
who gets to play. So, yeah, the Sega definitely had, like, a lot more or a lot better options anyway than the NES did, for sure. Super Nintendo definitely improved quite a bit, and the Super Nintendo was awesome and everything, but... Yeah, it was still, you know, we wanted to play the Sega
because
it was Sega. And we could play Sonic and Jake could be Tails and it was fine. We didn't have
No punches needed to be thrown.
Yeah, even if it was mostly Sonic, like, yeah, Jake was still involved. Yeah.
F of Tales.
And there's a bunch of other games like that, too, like Streets of Rage, Golden Axe. I'm pretty positive we played that one. And then, yeah, Super Nintendo obviously introduced a whole lot more of those side-scroll brawlers. Mm-hmm. Those are where Jake and I lived, those side-scrolling brawlers.
Oh, they're great. They were so much fun because there were so many of them, and there was, like, at a time, there was, like, it doesn't matter what franchise you liked, there was probably a side-scroll brawler.
Yeah.
Because I remember between Power Rangers, X-Men, Ninja Turtles, Simpsons.
Yeah.
Just, like, all four of those had, I think all four of them had ports. I know Power Rangers and Turtles did for sure. I think they eventually did the X-Men one, or a version of the X-Men one.
Because there
got ported to Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't think it was either of the good ones for Sega that got ported to Genesis, but there's one that did get ported over, but I don't remember what it was. Because the ones we played were all on Genesis, the X-Men ones anyway.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I know there was like a... No, because that was also...
I think it was either Batman and Robin or Batman Forever that I had on the Sega Genesis, and I hated that game. But I would always play it, because I distinctly remember being a kid and thinking, but this is Batman. I have to like this. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Cause was it Batman Returns?
No, I think it was. I think it was Batman and Robin, because I'm pretty sure I remember the Riddler's henchmen.
Okay, because I there was another side scroll Batman game that was based off one of the movies.
Yeah.
That Jake and I played.
They might have made both, but yeah. I'm only remembering Batman and Robin.
Oh, and then Spider-Man. Yeah, that they had some pretty great side scroll brawlers.
Still can't play those games.
Why?
They're still too difficult.
Well, yeah, no, they definitely are too difficult now. For some reason, when I was a kid, granted, a lot of that may have had to do with the Game Genie. But, yeah, whenever I was a kid, like, I remember me and Jake knocking those games out.
There's an ending?
It was the Game Genie.
Did it make an ending? Because I thought it was level one.
For the Spider-Man games, yeah. Oh, there was a lot of them we didn't beat. Like, going back and trying to remember, it's like, yeah, no, I remember, like, the first two stages really, really well.
Didn't they do the thing, too, which I know these aren't going to be in the collection because they can't be, but, like, didn't Disney make different versions of, like, both Aladdin and Lion King? Like, they're not the same. They're not the same game from the Genesis to the Super?
I thought those two in general, I thought were both the same games between Genesis and Super.
One of them is Imperial. Like, I think it's Aladdin. Like, one of them is like a wholly different game. Same levels and stuff, but, like, the gameplay and everything is way different. Because there's one version that is empirically better than the other, and I don't remember which one I had. I think the Super Nintendo was the better one, and I had the Genesis version. Or it was backwards. I had the... Because I just remember watching... I think it was, like, a completionist video or something, where they were talking about, oh, no, you have to play this version of it. And I was like, oh, this all looks entirely different than what I remember. I must have had the bad one.
We had that on Super Nintendo, I'm sure. The Aladdin, anyway, because I remember playing that one at home.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, either way, I'm excited about this. I will almost certainly pick it up, and hopefully some people out there will pick it up and play some Streets of Rage with me or something. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. We got to...
Will it have couch co-op, too?
I have almost certainly.
I mean, I would hope so, but...
But we've seen Turtles.
But we live in 2018.
Yeah,
Yeah. Only online multiplayer. Ooh, that would be a middle finger.
Yeah, it would be. Then I wouldn't buy it. But anyway, all right, guys, that's going to do it for our show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.